There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us, Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. A buck a drink into you and get it done, boy.
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I'm gonna satisfy my taste. Four beers, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rumbling up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying
hey,
to
hey,
for a
hey,
night.
Hey.
Throughout the evening, drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same.
Hey,
try
hey,
for it for a night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Anybody getting in the way when the roots start to fly? You know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same.
Hey,
try to
hey,
it for
hey,
a night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same.
Hey,
try to
hey,
it for
hey,
a night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same. Shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same.
Shite,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same.
Shite,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right, everybody. Happy Saturday. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. And that was Morgan Wildfong just closing up her store up front there. She's like, I locked the doors, you guys. She is such a ball of fire there. She runs a resale shop here in the Lyric Mall in downtown Lapeer. And it's right on Nepissing Street, which is a prime spot. She's got all the windows, and there have been a lot of resale shops in and out and different things like that. But she definitely takes it to a whole nother level. You know, she doesn't, it's not just like a rummage sale inside of a shopping space.
Right.
You know, she takes pride in what she does, and a lot of it is strictly retro. Like, it's fashionable, and she models it herself. Like, it's not all just her size, but she'll show you how to pair it together and put different things together. So it's really an interesting place. So
it's interesting to see, like, the 90s fashion come back.
Yeah, for sure.
Reminds of you and I.
Cyndi Lauper.
No, that's 80s. I'm talking, like, you know.
Oh, like grunge?
The mom jeans.
Oh, yeah.
It was yoga
with
pants.
With the 11-inch zipper. Give me, like, you know, for the right fit in women, give me the low-cut jeans back, because they had, like, the 5.5-inch zipper, and you're just like, zzz,
done.
Yeah. You know.
Now it's zzz, too much time for her to change them.
Yeah, exactly.
Make it sound like predators over here.
Yeah. Like, you know, this blue pill only lasts for like a little while. If it lasts for more than 4 hours, I got to call a team of nurses.
I know. It was like, you know, baggy sweatshirts and baggy jeans and everything. We got screwed.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
We did. We did. Yeah. No, it was a whole different era. Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Let's clean it up, shall we?
Hi, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm doing all right. You know, the crazy weather. It was 52 degrees this morning. Next thing I know, it was 80 degrees.
I love it. I love it. Still kind of summer weather, but it's good sleeping weather.
It sure is. Oh, I slept like a rock last night.
Yeah, well, and all your wheels are staying on your automobile?
What they are. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe that? Holy smokes. I don't know what some... I must have made a parishioner angry or something, I guess.
Well, now tell the listeners what happened.
Well, I drove into work, and... I'm at work. I drove to the store, and everything seemed fine, and on the way home, I heard this hammering sound. Holy commotion. Sounded like somebody was building a house.
And instead, your wheels was falling off?
Well, no, I took it to the repairman, and he found all five lug nuts on one tire were loose.
Wow.
What, is your tire made of gold, Father? Somebody was trying to steal it to make teeth?
No. See, I have the Lord around my shoulders. The Lord takes care of me. I'm not really sure what they were trying to do.
Well, maybe they needed a tire, and yours was close by.
Oh, man, heaven forbid. I guess if they needed to be tired.
Well, yeah, or maybe they needed some lug nuts and realized they needed eight and you only had five, so they stopped halfway through the job.
Well, works for me. I don't care what happened, just so long as I'm safe again.
I guess so.
Yeah,
wow.
Well, the good Lord was looking out for you for sure, but apparently he wasn't looking out for the female half of the congregation on Sunday, huh, Father?
Oh, my goodness. It was unbelievable, them poor ladies. What did you do to that door you put in for me?
So, Adam, you were busy with all your events this last weekend.
Yes.
And I know Lapeer Days kind of took you for a ride. We had a good celebration. But I had gone to install some doors in the church, the lavatory. And, you know, like Father said, it's been 53 in the morning and 88 in the afternoon.
Right.
Well, the humidity's been going bonkers. And I'm not really a Bob Vila, you know, craftsman. I you know, I can cut some things and I can nail some things, but I'm not really good with the level, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And apparently the humidity made the door swell in the women's bathroom.
Oh, no.
They sure did. I'm telling you. I don't know what the world even happened to you. Holy smokes, that poor lady, she come out of there looking like what those Kiss guys did with her makeup all over her face.
Yeah, well, that's Mrs. Fitzsimmons come out and she looked like Gene Simmons. Yeah, she was so puffed up and sweaty, her makeup was running down her face.
That's not a joke, that's for real, but it is kind of funny though.
All right, Mrs. Montgomery... She didn't hurt her. She was trying to straighten her hair. She spent all that money on that permanent hair press, and it was just all a mess. It looked like a bird landed up in it. And they come out, and they were all flush. Mrs. Flanagan said she's never going to the can again. It was bad.
It was bad. Oh, my goodness.
We don't have air conditioner in the women's bathroom, Father?
No. Why would I?
Well, I don't know. All of them toilets in there, and... all that water and all them women stuck in there with the humidity and the door stuck before service. No wonder they come out looking like they just ran a marathon.
Well, that's good. I don't want them to hang out in there instead of coming into to the mass, you know.
That smelled like Chantilly and Aquanet when they came out.
Wow.
Oil of old lady was running rampant all down their face.
It was, oh my goodness, it was all over the place. I couldn't help myself. I kept trying not to laugh, and I had to tell you, I did. I couldn't help it.
They had static cling like nobody's business.
They had something going on there, for Pete's sakes.
Ah, well, Father, we made it out alive anyway, and everything else as well. We got the Labor Day holiday coming up next weekend.
We do.
Yeah. So we're going to take next weekend off. It's going to be nothing but solid state sessions, local music going on. But we'll still try to be there in church as long as we're not at the beach.
You better be there in church.
Hey, Jesus was walking through the sand, so I feel like I'm just trying to make myself one with him if I'm at the beach.
Jesus walked on water, you silly fool.
Well, there's some of that at the beach, too.
There is. There is. But still, you should be walking your tail into my church.
Well, did I ever tell you about the time I got kicked out of the beach, Father?
Oh, for Pete's sake. What did you do?
Well, you know how, like, you hold a seashell up to your ear and you listen for the ocean?
Sure. I do it. I've heard it.
Well, there was this girl at the beach, and she had a whole bathing suit built out of seashells.
Yeah.
And I picked her up, decided to listen for the ocean.
Oh, no, you get it.
Yeah, as soon as I got my ear right down to her netherlands, all of a sudden, here comes the lifeguard and her boyfriend and everybody else. I wasn't welcome back to that beach ever again.
I got your arms on me. You do realize I was doing real well and didn't lose my patience with you.
Well,
no, you have to do something like that.
We got to keep you on your toes anyway, Father.
Okay. Hey, speaking of being on our toes, the Lions won.
Yeah, they did. They beat the Steelers.
They did, for sure.
And they
got that new quarterback, that young boy. What's his? Hendon something? I don't know. Yeah.
It's easy to forget because he's not Irish.
He is. He did okay. He wasn't terrible, but he sure wasn't a standout.
Didn't we beat North Carolina last weekend?
No, you ding dong. We beat the last year's Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, yes. Kansas City, North Carolina, Kansas City. They're all Southern states. You know, if it's not the Midwest, I really don't care who they are.
I won't even argue with you, though. That's a good call.
Yeah, they don't make their barbecue sauce with tomatoes. They make it just with mayonnaise and vinegar. It's horrible. They call it Kansas City white sauce or something. I don't know what they call it.
Many of that stuff.
Yeah, too many Protestants and Baptists down that way for our liking, Father.
Oh, then we'll just stay right away from there.
Yeah, we got to say some extra prayers for the mother country, though. Did you see they're bombing Northern Ireland right now?
Yeah, I heard about that. The Red Irish are in trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit of a mess there, so we'll try to keep them out of the troubles anyway. We should be letting you go, Father.
Yeah, sure do. I'm in the middle of writing something, and I thought, I'll take a break and give these goofballs a call.
Well, double-check them lavatory doors before you lock them women in again.
Oh, I won't do that. I'll make sure the doors are checked for sure. I've already got Sister Mary going over there every day, at least once or twice, just to check them.
Yeah, we got to work on getting some air conditioning in there.
What about if we just put a fan in a window?
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, that works.
All right, well, you know what? We could do that, meaning you two could do that.
Well, hopefully I do a better job at that than I did at installing the doors.
That for sure. Holy commotion. I thought I was at a Kiss concert or something.
Yeah. Oh, Mrs. Fitzsimmons was looking like Gene Simmons with her makeup all running down her face.
Oh, man, I had to look and make sure what kind of shoes she had on her feet. Yeah.
You thought she had them big old platform boots, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, the big old platform boots and the teeth painted on them and stuff. Holy smoke.
I'm a Kiss fan. I'm enjoying this conversation.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. They're all right, I guess. It's not my kind of music, of course. No.
You probably believe the name stands for Knights in Satan's Service.
Huh? Knights for...
Back in the 70s and 80s, that's what a lot of religious groups said, that KISS stood for Knights in Satan Service. I thought it stood for Kids in Your Sister's Skirt, but...
Holy smoke. No, no, and I thought I never had a... I guess I never had a thought about what it stood for. Heaven forbid.
All I know was Patsy McMurray coming out. I swear to you, Father. Her makeup must have worn off, and so her whiskers were sticking out, and she looked like Peter Criss, the drummer.
Peter Criss, oh, the drummer. Didn't he? Oh, that's pretty funny. I got to hand it to you.
All right, Father. Well, you have a good night now.
All right, you boys have a good night. May your music play well.
And it's, oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got locked in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. And the first old lady was Jennifer Pym. She just went in on a personal whim, when she somehow got caught between the seat and the rim, and nobody knew she was there. And it's, oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got locked in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. And the next old lady, it was Mrs. Draper. She went inside, but she couldn't find paper, and all she could get was a bricklayer scraper, and nobody knew she was there. And it's, oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got locked in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday to Saturday. Nobody knew. And the next old lady, it was Mrs. Humphrey. She went inside and arranged herself comfy. When she tried to get up, she couldn't pull her bum free, and nobody knew she was there. And it's, oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got locked in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. And the fourth old lady was Chichester's daughter. She went to pass some superfluous water, but when she sat down, the rising tide caught her, and nobody knew she was covered all over. And oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got locked in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. And the fifth old lady was Delicate Brenda. She went inside to adjust her suspender, when she somehow got caught in the masculine gender, 'cause she didn't know I was there. And it's, oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got locked in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. Margaret, she paid her penny, and inside she darted, but that was a waste, when she only, and nobody knew she was there. And it's, oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got locked in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew. Mrs. Mason, she couldn't get in, so she used the hand basin, and that was the water that I washed me face in, 'cause I didn't know she was there. And it's, oh dear, what can the matter?
47 old ladies got locked in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there, and nobody knew they were there.
I'm afraid you people have lost control of me. Oh, jeez. There was a little fly, and he flew into a store, and ish upon the ceiling, and ish upon the floor, ish upon the bacon, and ish upon the ham, and ish upon the head of the little grocery man. Now the little grocery man got his little spray gun, said he would get the fly before the day was done. But before he could count from 1 to 10, the fly flew down and shh upon his baldy head again. There was a little fly, and he flew into a store, and ish upon the ceiling, and ish upon the floor, ish upon the bacon, and ish upon the ham, and ish upon the head of the little grocery man. Now the little grocery man and his little grocery wife said they would get the fly even if it meant their life. They bought themselves a hand grenade and hid inside the store, and they blew themselves to blazes as the fly flew out the door. There was a little fly, and he flew into a store, and ish upon the ceiling, and ish upon the floor, ish upon the bacon, and ish upon the ham, and ish upon the head of the little grocery man. Now they both went up to heaven, and angels they were made. Saint Peter said to them that they would be repaid. They got their angels' wings, and they flew into the sky. Then they both swooped down like bombers, and they sh upon the fly. There was a little fly, and he flew into a store, and ish upon the ceiling, and ish upon the floor, ish upon the bacon, and ish upon the ham, and ish upon the head of the little grocery man.
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I am Drew Duffany, right here on the Blarney Hour at Solid State Radio.
You got a funny bone today.
I do. And we are 7 days post Lapeer Days. My goodness.
That was a lot of fun.
It was. Every live broadcast to me is a lot of fun because it, when you're in these four walls and you're looking around and, you know, you got the glass window in the hallway. Steve's here who basically is a curator of the history of the Lyric Mall. And he makes sure that we're on our best behavior and that Vera, the ghost of the elevator, doesn't haunt us too much while we're trying to do our show. He keeps things right and tight. So he's here having a glass of rum with us.
Yeah.
Not that we're drinking or anything.
So, Steve, thumbs up or thumbs down? Have you witnessed any kind of ghost activity here? Up, kind of down. Boy, sort of.
Mum's the word. Like he's, yeah, he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to disclose the fact that there may or may not be a ghost here. But it is what it is.
Well, they're pretty cool people.
But
being dead and all.
As much as we talk about,
I'm not calling Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray yet. You know.
Yeah, the Ghostbusters wagon isn't going to roll up. But let's not say we're not going to visit the funeral home. But. Anyway, no, back on a serious note, in all reality, there is a lot of news going on. There is, if you turn on the news channel and you see anything but California sea lions have overtaken San Carlos Beach.
Really? Just invaded?
Yeah. And it's prompted local officials to close the area to people.
Wow.
Yeah, so apparently sea lions are a protected animal, federally protected animal.
Gotcha.
And caution tape has been put up, but crowds are still drawn to an animal spectacle, taking photos of the sea lions as they rest and play on the sand in the water. So basically, nobody can go to the beach because the sea lions took it over. It's like a big sea lions protest. And they ask wildlife officials, they're like, hey, what's going on? And normally we do, like, you know, news of the Emerald Isle and how well they did the Olympics and everything else. But this is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they've kind of taken over and... they're often seen on certain beaches up and down the coast, and local residents say they've never seen so many of the marine animals gathered as they have. The local marine biologist with Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary said it was unclear exactly why they all congregated into this area. I mean, maybe we got the best minnows. I don't really know.
Maybe.
Like, why?
I'm thinking of like a whole fleet of orcas just kind of chased them up here.
Yeah, that's right.
Once you get back in the water, like, fuck you. We're not going back.
That's there. Right. There's sharks out there. My ass ain't going out in them waters.
The orca's like, come on out. Water's fine.
They're like, nope.
No, we're going out there.
Gosh.
Yeah. You guys can all blow a seal, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they migrate up there from Ventura Beach. Well, that's why. They don't want to be around all that steroid-ridden water coming out of Ventura Beach.
Right, right.
They're incredibly mobile. They're usually chasing the food. And because Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary is so productive out here, they were expected to remain on San Carlos Beach for 3 to 4 weeks. So I don't know. That means the beach is going to be closed for a month. Whatever.
Yeah, a little longer because I'm sure there's a lot of cleanup.
Yeah. Well, we got a twofer coming up with Gaelic Storm. We got Pina Colada and a pint glass because, well, if you can't enjoy it on a beach, you may as well enjoy it in an Irish pub.
There you go.
And Punjab Patty, another sand-ridden Gaelic Storm song right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. La, 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 la.
She's working as a waitress in Dublin, filling up the tourists with beer, stashing away a little cash every day to buy a ticket to ride out of here. Every night she feels a little bit older, every day's a little wetter and colder. No more rain for this Irish rose. She's gonna go,
she's gonna go
where the palm trees grow. Gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. She's standing in the line at the chipper, waiting for her curry and peas. She's dying for some of that papaya and rum, and the kiss of a coconut breeze.
Every night she feels a little bit older, every day's a little wetter and colder.
She bought a tongue bikini and a big straw hat. She's gonna go,
she's gonna go,
and she's not coming back.
She wants a piña colada in a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. A little wetter and colder.
Now she's cleaning up the tables on Sunday, but she's dreaming of a tropical night. Another 5 or 10 in her pocket, and then she'll be closer to the price of a flight.
And every night she feels a little bit older, every day's a little wetter and colder.
She plays Beach Boys records and she dances alone. And before
she goes home, she pours a piña colada in a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. She wants a piña colada in a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. With a pink umbrella.
Amarillo on top.
Well, I said farewell to Aaron only 7 years ago. When asked where I was headed, I said, Jesus, I don't know. Well, I stepped ashore near Bangalore, not a tusser in my hand. By the time I hit Darjeeling, I was feeling mighty grand. You can keep your 40 shades of green, they only make me blue. You can stick your eggs and bacon, boys, I'll have a vindaloo. I found a place in India so far across the bone. You can call me Punjab Paddy, boys, I'm never coming home. I dreamed I got a letter from my darling Josephine, but she asked me would I marry her back home in Skibbereen. For the girls out here have almond eyes and Yasmin scented hair, and there's things in the Kama Sutra that they never do in Clare. So I'll spend my days relaxing in my Punjab paradise. No more I'll dig the praties, I'll stick to tea and rice. I'll be sipping mango lassi with the lassies in the shade, while your man called Ravi Shankar plays the boys of the old brigade. You can keep your Milltown Malby, you can chuck your Galway Bay. You'll never see the sun go down on Delhi or Bombay. I found a place in India so far across the phone. You can call me Punjab Paddy, boys, I'm never coming home. From Bohola to Benares, Inchigila to Lahore, Kamakura, Siliguri, Peshawar, San Ranapur, Amritsar to Sanawar, Simla and Panjor. I got trolleyed on Diwali and I'm going back for more.
You call it alcoholism, I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Whistling along with the loons on the lake, didn't think about making my plan. Next thing you know, I'm sucking on the knuckles of a swindling highwayman. Well, I'll take my rifle, take my pistol, I'll take what I can. No, I'll never walk the road to you guys roll on again. We'll be right back.
jumping off the interval walls. I ain't proud of what I did, but I did what I did, 'cause I couldn't miss my chance to take home the first spin on the sawdust floor at Favreau's wedding dance. Well, I'll take my rifle, take my pistol, I'll take what I can. No, I'll never walk the road to guys roll on again. I'll take what I can. No, I'll never walk the road to Casperola again. Well, I'll take my rifle, take my pistol, I'll take what I can. No, I'll never walk the road to Casperola again. No, I'll never walk the road to Casperola again. No, I'll never walk the road to Casperola again.
Get empty, you've never known a welcome like a new front big Jim Tumulty. And the times around your table are my fondest memories. You kept everybody laughing, you brought everyone together. Well, some god may have a plan for you, that's no god of mine, for to give to such a decent man such an indecent way to die is cruel beyond all cruelty, the most cardinal of sins. But I'd love to see him laugh and smile again. We raise a glass for Jim. We always knew where home was, and we kept in touch.
back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. And that was A Song for Jim by the Lagan. We did an interview with the Lagan. But gosh, Adam, can you believe it? It's been years now.
Yeah.
Can you believe we've been doing the Blarney Hour for that long?
I just happened, as I was going through the Father John files and saving the most recent one. It's, you know, we got ones from 2023, 2022.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Well, that song for Jim, if you go back and listen, look up Brendan from the Lagan interview. It was one that we had done, and it was a family friend of the band, and it was really, really something. And we've had the passing of some mutual friends here recently, and we actually did an interview last weekend with a group here called the Serenity House right here in Lapeer.
Yes.
And if you're struggling or you're just not feeling up to snuff or you just want to talk to somebody, give these folks a call at 810-336-4882. They kind of help you with a little bit of healing, kind of clear your head and keep things on the up and up. Or if you just want to talk or you want to go visit with them and just, you know, see what they're all about, spend the afternoon, whatever time you got, if you're just not, just give these folks a call.
There you go.
They were good people. We had Terry and Darcy out here.
Great memory.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Well, for them or for me?
For you.
Oh, they were smoking hot. So, you know, I'm just saying, even if you are feeling up to snuff and you want to see a couple of smoking hot chicks.
You want to go out for a drink?
Yeah. Come see Darcy and Terry out to Serenity House anyway. Oh, gosh. We better get these bills paid, and we're going to go into commercial break, and we'll be right back, folks.
The sounds of summer return to historic downtown Lapeer with the return of the Summer Concert Series. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music every Thursday from the Pocket Park, located right next to the historic Pix Theater, starting at 6:30 p.m. Grab some dinner from one of our fantastic local dining options and enjoy a family night out in downtown Lapeer. From full orchestras and choirs to classic rock, blues, and jazz, you'll hear it all at the Lapeer Summer Concert Series. To see the full schedule of this year's series, follow Downtown Lapeer on Facebook or visit www.downtownlapeer.com.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
You're family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Side by Side by Sondheim. This show features all of the amazing work of Stephen Sondheim, composer and lyricist, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. Special shout out to Joe. We just did a little toast, him getting adjusted to his new retirement sleep schedule.
Yeah.
If you're still listening in, Joe, here's another.
Retirement sleep schedule is 8 o'clock. Hello?
Yeah.
I just woke up, guys.
That's right. That's like, you know, you sleep day and stay up all night. Well, the poor man woke up at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. for like the last 37 years of his life. And then he gets to work in. A lot of people don't realize. They think, oh, you're a heating and cooling guy. You got like a nice conditioned job. No, you don't understand. I install the heating and cooling on an industrial level. So I go into a building that's nothing but a metal frame with concrete steps. And I have to walk up seven flights of steps with my tools and my lunch and my thermos of coffee because I don't know if I'm going to get back down until I have to take a shit. And then I have to run down seven flights of steps with my butt puckered because my food's spoiled because I don't have any refrigeration. And then I shit in a porta john that is littered with graffiti that says, you know,
what the HVAC people here suck.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
oh, it smells like ball soup in here.
Yeah.
You think you'd come over to my house and take a look at my AC?
I doubt it. He's retired now, so cheers to him and a little support from Father John. But you have been waiting on a jersey, and I have a little bit of inside information that your Stone Clover jersey happens to be on its way.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, good.
So how exciting that's going to be. And
well, you know what? I'm wearing it on St. Patty's Day this next year.
Yeah, I'm just going to wear my birthday suit. It's just going to be me.
That's green.
Green tattoos. That's right. Oh, geez. Well, let's get into it. This is going to do it for me, folks, but stick around for sessions coming up. I know I didn't put a post out on Facebook. I'm horrible at that, but thank God Adam and the sessions team posts and tags us and lets everybody know the Blind Hour is going to about to start. Those of you that listen in every week know it is, so I need to kind of boost up new listeners. But when it's all said and done, we got a twofer from Stone Clover, and for my brother Joe, I specifically played Wasn't That a Party by the Irish Rovers to close out the show. And good night, everybody, and we will see you in a couple weeks. Next week is off because it's Labor Day weekend. Good night.
Well, I'd like to tell the story of the band, la 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 la, how we came to sing and drink across the land, la 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 la. Well, it started out as fun in the back of an old pub. Well, then we found the whiskey and the meaning of true love. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. And
rum, and tequila makes us dumb. But when it comes to drinking, well, the band has all the fun. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. And every other mother will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So order up around for you and me. One, two, three, four. I declare a drinking war. Five, six, seven, eight. Beer and whiskey, ain't it great? 9, 10, 11, 12. No more sober, can't you tell? 13, 14, 15, 16. I just wanted one more whiskey. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. And every maternal fornicator will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So order up around for you and me. Say we love the alcohol, la 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 la. Just wind them up and we will drink them all, la 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 la. But my mother always said, if you want to drink all day, you best start in the morning sun, cause that's the Irish way. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. And every other mother will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So order up around for you and me. Drunk, we get awesome. And every maternal fornicator will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So order up around for you and me. And you and me.
And you and me.
Let there be whiskey.
You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio, and this is Pauly from Stone Clover telling you to keep them up. Cheers.
Hey guys, my name's Arissa Kelly. I'm a professional foot archer all the way from London, and you're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin, could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in, my head's like a football, I think I'm gonna die, tell me, oh my, wasn't that a party, someone took a grapefruit, wore it like a hat, I saw someone under my kitchen table talking to my old tom cat. They were talking about a hockey. The cat was talking back. Along about that, everything went black. Oh, wasn't that a party? I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I think I saw my buddy cutting down my neighbor's street. Could have been the whiskey. Six packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. My head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my, wasn't that a party? Blowing on a siren from somebody's police car. So you see, Your Honor, it was all in fun. That little bitty track meet down on Main Street was just to see if the cops could run. Well, the runners in to see you in an alcoholic haze. I sure can use those 30 days to recover from the party. Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my, wasn't that a party? Could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs.